Welcome to A Ginger and a Canadian Walk Into a Bar.
Charlotte's number one
podcast.
If you're drinking, well, you know that you're my friend, and I'll say, I think I'll have myself a beer.
Wow! Hey, welcome to A Ginger and a Canadian Walk Into a Bar, the podcast, Charlotte's premier podcast. I'm your competent co-host, Matt. On the other side of the table from me is...
Presumably the incompetent co-host, Jacob.
Is the other half of this competent duo. We've been tag teaming since 98 is a cool tagline that we're going to use for this episode. So, Jacob.
Dude, weren't you in like elementary school in 98?
You know what?
That should have been like fifth grade for you, I think. Is my math right on that?
Fuck you. You're really good. That was fifth grade for me.
Thanks. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I turned 30 this year, though.
Aw, what's going to be the blowout? What are we doing? Where are we
probably
going?
Probably my back, the way things are going.
You Joe Rogan wannabe.
39 days. Hey, I'm not nearly troll-like enough to be Joe Rogan, so.
I know. The fact that I compared you to him, though, should be, like, lifting to you.
I guess.
It's not?
I just don't have all that money.
Well, presumably. Give it time.
Yeah, a little bit more podcasting money. I can get another pair of Chucks. We'll be good to go.
Just one pair of Chucks?
Just one. I'm not.
Dude, you buy low tops, man. You gotta buy high tops.
I did buy high tops.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, the white ones I got that I put on Instagram with my podcast money. They're fresh as fuck.
You know what? You need some PF Flyers, though.
Well, let's... Okay. Is this podcast about shoes or is this podcast about crazy shit?
Oh, shoes, actually. I like shoes.
Yeah, so Yeezys are nice. I like those.
Yeezys are ugly. They're awful. They look uncomfortable. They sound... Yeezy, what kind of name for a shoe is that?
The North Face Edition Vans are dope.
Have North Face Edition Vans. Yeah. That's how you know Vans is selling out.
Vans have been selling out, but not stadiums. That's why the Warped Tour is canceled.
Oh! They actually canceled?
It's canceled, man.
Good.
I thought it ended last year.
Well, they had been doing punk rock since, 2007?
Oh, that's probably 7 or 8 was the last time. No, yeah. I think I went in 9 and 10.
I went, the last one I went to was 2006, but even then... You start, and now they added in rappers, and you know they did a spoken word guy last year. Did you see that?
No, that's
stupid. They actually had like spoken word people coming around. You just can't do anything with that. That's not punk rock music. But who knows? I don't know.
Hang on. Technical.
Sorry. Technical difficulties.
I think your cable is dragging on the cable.
Oh, yep. That's what the hit.
I can hear it. So let me push that closer to you. Sorry if you heard a weird background noise for the last 2.5 minutes. I was like, "What the fuck is that noise?" I'm staring at the screen, like, "What is making that?" Anyways, yeah. So the Warped Tour stopped. I think I stopped going to it about when Linkin Park headlined one of the shows.
Oh, that sounds awful.
But it was the same year that 10 Years in a Treyu went back to back on the stage, and I was against the railing on the front.
Ooh.
Oh, I have a history of getting up to the front. Talk about Architects repeat.
Nice.
I'm telling you. And Sevenfold. I went straight to the front Sevenfold.
Oh, that'd be badass.
At Verizon or Blockbuster back in the day, I like showed this guy the seated area. I just showed him a ticket. I was like, "You're going to deny a number one fan a chance to see his favorite band?" And he's like, "Just show me a ticket." So I showed him a ticket, and then I just ran straight.
Nice. And you end up right in the front, high five.
Drunk as fuck. Threw up on the side of my dad's truck.
Nice.
Later that night, because Disturbed was also playing on the show.
Which, they do an awesome show every time. I don't know if you... Well, you saw them. We saw them at Rebellion.
Yeah, but. Sort of saw them at Rebellion.
What do you mean? We left halfway through. But this is because you see one Disturbed song, you pretty much seen them all.
Well, yeah, they don't change their sets, basically.
They added in the Sound of Silence. That was the headline on that one.
Which our young friend Timothy recorded and sent to us in a Gmail attachment.
Nice, and that was good.
Aw, yay Tim. He never listens to the show, but yay Tim.
That was the start of the cover song craze, apparently, which is cyclical, according to Sirius.
And Circles.
Wow.
a perfect circle. My headphones keep coming out. It's so annoying. Carry the show. Technical issues.
Oh, technical difficulties. God, I don't know what to say. So much pressure. No, and so, now we're going back to see Avenged. We're not going to be at the front. We're going to go back to see Foo Fighters. So that's going to be... I've never seen them.
In those big venues,
It's hard.
Don't pressure myself to get up to the front. I'm there to see the show.
You're going
to
get trampled.
When we watched Bullet, that was a good distance to me. I probably should have been a little closer for as much dancing as I was doing. But
no, that's weird. I like that, because if you're doing dancing, you'd be in the back where you can dance.
It's just all by myself. Nobody joined me.
Well, I don't dance. I'm the whole, you know, devil horns in the air, just singing along.
Go Longhorns.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wait, Texas Longhorns? That was an answer at trivia last night.
It's snowing in Texas, by the way.
Really? Right now?
Yeah.
Dude, it's 75 degrees outside.
Yeah, I'm sweating balls. which is a unit of sweat, by the way. And that was an answer to trivia. Did you guys win?
We got close. Closer than we normally get.
You mean you placed in the top 35?
Yeah, considering 18 teams, we definitely placed in the top 35.
Well, then you're doing all right.
I think we got top 10.
What's the team name this time? I haven't been there.
Menaces to Sobriety.
Menaces to Sobriety. That's a good one.
Yeah, but it's not dirty. I want to feel dirty every time somebody says our team name. Yeah, like
this mic is a big black cock.
Yeah, that would be a good one. Somebody's already used that. Yeah. I wish this mic was a penis was actually that one.
But, oh, yeah, yeah.
No, I liked my one last time. We come last as a courtesy. Unemployed.
That Helen Keller's
hide and seek. We haven't done the Helen Keller one yet.
Oh, you haven't? I thought y'all did.
No, so I've got my next one that I want to do. It got vetoed down this time around because somebody thought it was too dirty to say.
Who thought it was too dirty?
Well, they thought it was too misogynistic.
Who thought it was too misogynistic?
The woman in the group.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, she probably doesn't listen to this either, so what the shit?
I know, right? It's perfect because it plays on the number one beer that they have.
Please tell me, well, do you...
You know, 26 yeah. Acres. They, yeah. Their number one beer is unicorn milk.
Okay. Right?
And so I wanted to make the team name, I've Got Your Unicorn Milk Right Here.
Dude, that's a great name.
And she's like, well, it sounds like somebody's grabbing their crotch and screaming. I was like, that's the point. And then I can hold my beer up and be like, no, dude, you dirty-minded people.
That's actually a really good name. You should totally do that.
Yeah, we're doing it next season.
I'm pretty sure they'll make you like get a t-shirt and on comedy night, everybody's going to wear a dirty t-shirt.
They have comedy night. When are you going up?
Never, probably.
That's sad.
It's only sad if you think it's sad.
Yeah, well, I think it's sad.
Oh, dude. Gonna lose my fucking patience today with technical difficulties. If anybody
has fancy headphones, you know it's working great? Sweet Tarts.
Yeah, well, my beats are good, but my adapter skills are not good today. Jacob, did we actually have a topic, or are we just chilling?
Oh, well, we had a topic, but we kind of... Once we get so far into these things, it really doesn't make sense to go ahead and do the topic, because we're going to talk a long time about that one.
Well, you just want to fuck with them and do it anyways?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Welcome to a ginger and a Canadian walk into a bar.
All right, welcome to a ginger Canadian walk into a bar.
Part two.
It's part two of our episode.
Are you going to replay the intro, or is that how this works?
I should just release two episodes on one day and just be like part one and have nothing to do with part two.
It's actually not bad. We can just pick right into it.
That's how we get so many episodes. You're welcome.
The problem is I've got to do a lot more research on this topic. We've talked about it before. We've talked about extensively-ish. We've talked about it half-assedly. That's actually a better word for this. The moon, right?
Oh, I thought you were going to say making marijuana legal.
Well, no, you just keep bringing that up, but it's never going to happen. Welcome to North Carolina. Hashtag red state. Woo, go red.
State's green if you look at it from Google Earth, bruh. Depending on what season they take the pictures.
I'll say, the leaves are dead, there's acid rain in the mountains, there's nothing but hippie smoke floating over the place. You can't see anything actually over that way. Then you got the rolling plains, there's going to be wheat fields and corn, maybe some tobacco, but not really anymore. Thank you, government, because it went to Virginia.
A little bit of failure around Shelby and Gastonia.
Whoa! Why did you throw Shelby in this one?
Just kidding, mostly Gastonia.
Yeah, so Shelby's cotton. It's going to be white all over that place.
Oh, so privileged.
Pun intended.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Oh, God.
What? This hometown.
Hometown? Oh, never mind. So do you want to talk about the moon or just
no? I met somebody while we were at the coast, and it was weird. You know how there's people that you can go to and you start talking to them and you kind of it's go toe to toe with them, you argue with them, you have that debate and that rile, and then there's people that you see in their eyes that like they deeply believe this, and to a scary fact.
We call that being delusional.
Right, but...
Hashtag Trump.
I don't know enough of what the guy was talking about to say maybe he really is delusional or... So I want to research it because I really want, like... The fact that he believed it so much is always, for one, intrigues me because I'd like to find something that I would believe wholeheartedly like this guy does. Okay. Aside from, how delicious beer is and...
Sure.
Yeah, that's about it. But so... Yeah,
short list there, kiddo. You're riding the short bus to school every day.
Well,
good
only
God, what's your low expectations?
Why would I be riding a bus to school?
Also, assume it's a guy. Like we try not to trigger bitches on this podcast.
Oh, sorry. It could be a woman that I talked to that had this crazy look in her eyes because we know women get crazy looks in their eyes
every time they look at me.
Oh, that's because she's so angry.
Hi, honey.
Yeah.
Okay, so you had a nice delusional conversation with someone who had enough obscure facts that you couldn't tell if were true or false.
No, I didn't. I didn't actually go down that path yet. So I was not deciphering truth, false. Like, I was more trying to follow what he was talking about.
When you follow someone blindly, a lot of Jews die. Don't do that.
Really?
Yeah, that's what happened with
allegedly,
Hitler.
I thought it didn't happen. And Stalin. That's what they tell you.
Ooh, we're not going to have a Nazi conspiracy podcast. That's awful.
I know, because we don't have any Jewish
those
friends.
Those people are terrible.
Why they got to be those people?
Because those people are terrible.
We'll talk about it later.
We can talk about it anytime you want.
It coincides with some of the stuff we talked about the moon. Did we go to the moon? Did we not go to the moon?
Yes, obviously.
And of course, I made the joke of, well, we never made it to the moon. And out of nowhere, this guy out of left field chimes in. So, he comes in and he's like, well, there's going to be two things. For one, we made it to the moon. And I was like, okay, what's the big deal about that? And the next thing was, we made it, but the video you are watching is not real. It was filmed here. Because we did not have the ability to live stream from the moon to do that. So they shot the video here, but we were up there. The sound bites are real, but the video is fake.
So I feel like it's just a compression rate between the two items. Then there's a compression rate of audio and a compression rate of video. So you have to
see. Well, there's a
decompress.
Reason.
Okay, go ahead.
That's the fun part. The reason it's not real, the video itself is not real, is because was it John Glenn? Was that the first guy?
Yeah.
So he was up there.
Well, Neil Armstrong too.
Well, there's a video. There's apparently a conversation that John Glenn is having when he lands, Houston, we have a problem. Because apparently where he landed, he's looking over a mountain range, and there are other life forms that are waving back. So, and that's what he's communicating, and he says they are communicating with John Glenn telepathically, but you have his conversation piece of it on record.
So,
right.
Let me approach it in a you're not fucking crazy way. So
that's
an outrageous claim, right? But it's only outrageous because it's deviating from the norm.
Right.
Normally, we don't have little aliens, presumably of stature, on our moon.
Why they gotta be
telepathically
little?
Communicating to people based on the roundhead aliens.
Well, I mean, but they could be really tall, they could be really short, they could be really fat. We've
Force
never really
perspective,
met them.
They're over the hill. I can't tell how tall they were.
Well, they're on a mountain. It's perception.
So, a couple things immediately. Can't disprove that if there's no video.
Right. So that was my argument to him. I was like, okay, so if I don't believe we went to the moon, I'm using the facts that I have, whatever I've researched and what I've looked at.
Sure.
You're using yours based on that, and everyone else is using theirs based on that we did go to the moon. It's all hearsay.
Yeah, it's just scientific reasoning, basically. So you have a theory, everything's a theory until something else is discovered that proves it otherwise. So the theory is right now we went to the moon because we have video and we have audio and we have a record of people going, and there's so many thousands of people involved and you can't fake that. The counter argument is there's little green men, I'm giving them a green color because racism, on the moon, and they communicated with John Glenn telepathically. And it was never mentioned anywhere?
Right. Well, and because they didn't want you to. They didn't want us to know about the extraterrestrial life forms that are out there. And in response to all that, too, is that the reason we still don't know about this today is because the base that they have set up to monitor these, the observations and everything, is on the other side of the moon.
The dark side of the moon.
Which apparently never comes around to light, whatever.
It doesn't, because it's tidally locked. But we have detailed images of the moon from the dark side.
See?
Detailed.
Could be photoshopped.
Anything could be photoshopped.
I know, right?
We could be in a simulation.
Oh, yeah, we could, actually.
We could, because of the code in the universe.
So we need our C-137s?
I guess.
We need the one true Matt and Jacob.
Morty. You never bring out Lawyer Morty anymore.
No, he's over there, actually. He's guarding the nightstand.
Okay.
End table, whatever it may be.
Guarding the portal gun?
Well, we have portal guns? That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
But it went to this extremely... I don't want to say odd, because
No, it's odd for sure. That's a weird thing to say, Jacob.
But you don't run into people like this often. Well, I'm sure you do if you're in Arizona, maybe. or New Mexico, that whole area. And I was watching Paul the other week, which is even more funny, because I like that movie. It's probably one of the greatest Simon Pegg and Nick Frost movies. If you've never watched it, watch it, uncensored. You won't get the full effect.
You know, you told me to watch that movie.
You still haven't watched it.
No, I've watched it. You told me to watch that movie and so many episodes that we record. You bring that movie up I just guarantee you brought that up half a dozen times.
You know what's actually really fun after a long day's work is to come home and watch something completely meaningless. Well, yeah, it's actually. So having something completely meaningless.
Oh, my God.
Oh, too far.
Oh, comedy night with Jacob.
Hi, sweetie. If you randomly listen to this, listened to your Valentine's Day podcast from last year.
Oh,
well, how awful was that idea?
Oh, that's so good, guys. Execution. No,
I got a bro box because of that.
Yeah, you sure did.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
it was fantastic. Except for it was the freshman college bro box because apparently you can't ship liquor to my work. But yeah, that's cool.
Or in general, it's really expensive, dude.
Yeah, overall. I know they were there. I looked them up.
Low key, she hit me up on the side.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, she told me. She's like, you can thank me. I was like, oh, it's cool.
Oh, don't thank me at all. She's the creator of said idea. But so, back to the moon.
Back to the moon. So, well, that goes into another conversation of, he's always saying that, like, you can't think, or what was it? You always wanted to be able to develop the question why, and you need to stop thinking here and start thinking up here, and he kept pointing up to the universe. Because apparently he fully believes there's aliens out there, that there's about 1,200 species just walking around every day with, you know, in the mix of us, in the mix of humans.
1,200 species of bipedal beings on Earth.
Right.
Not Homo sapiens.
No.
That is an interesting argument.
Right.
That is a logically flawed argument, and how dilated were these individuals' pupils?
They were not drunk, presumably, yet.
Oh, not on alcohol, of course. You don't talk about 1,200 species of bipedal beings on Earth walking around at the same time with little green men telepathically talking to John Glenn on alcohol.
He wasn't on weed either.
Not weed, bruh.
Oh, was he on shrooms? Acid? Yeah. But it went to, I brought up Tom DeLonge. I was like, well, you know, he says they're coming back. Fucker. Well, and that's exactly what his thing. He's like, this guy's a pawn. He's like, this guy doesn't know it yet, but he's being used just as an illusion to go ahead and mask everything else so people continue to think it's crazy. And he's basically going to be the spokesman for the crazy people. Mm-hmm. And it's going to make everybody seem more obscene. Yeah, right. But there really is secret groups out there. You know, collective government agencies that are monitoring all this, that they're developing the, I don't remember what...
SETI?
The space travel that they're using where they can travel basically instantaneously. Not wormhole, but it's where they can travel...
Faster than light.
Yeah. And so it looks to us like they're traveling instantaneously. They're boom, bop, 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 you know, but in reality, that's how aliens travel.
Well, I think we could sit here and talk about theories of sci-fi movies all day long. I think that unless evidence is provided otherwise, I can only assume based on the facts that are available.
Well, evidence was provided recently where we had the F-18 fighter pilots were chasing some type of object.
They said they were.
Exactly. So do you have to believe that they said that, or do you have to believe that maybe somebody just made a fake recording and put it out there saying,
or do you think that you know, a couple of guys just wanted to goose the throttle on some F-18s
while they were
just
drawing like they wanted phallic objects in the sky?
Oh, same wavelength on that one. Speaking of communicating telepathically, we're gonna wrap this bitch up. Jacob, hit our alien worshippers with some last words. Excellent. You're doing it telepathically, actually.
Trying to.
Yeah, my man. Oh, God. This is such a punny end of this episode, and I'm so fucking giddy. Stay tuned for the next one. Thanks for listening. So, like, really, though, do you think John Glenn actually talked to aliens on the dark side of the moon? Because it sounds like LSD is a hell of a drug. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Be sure to subscribe. This, I would usually redo that, but... So be sure to subscribe and just or listen to the podcast again and tell your friends about the show and spread the word. And if you live in Ireland, you know, you drink so much more beer than me, but cheers to you, you bunch of drunk people who are the same heritage as me. And if you're Canadian, you drink a lot of milk, so drink a glass of milk with Jacob because he's the Canadian on the show and I'm the Irish ginger guy. So, which is weird, because technically, you know, ginger isn't a race, I guess, or nationality would be a better way to say that, and I'm not a nationality of a ginger, but Canadian is a nationality, so shouldn't it technically be ginger and, or Canadian and Ireland, and I just,
There's a lot of words sometimes, and thanks for listening, and be sure to tell your friends.